Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guest the question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's Columbo Chronicles Live, right here for you at Blog Talk Radio Network, worldwide online radio. You can listen in any country, and you can come back and listen if you miss the show, because they're archived. You can also go to Rose for Justice, that's the number 4, roseforjustice.com, to listen to radio shows of the past, as well as read my fantastic blogs. So today is an important day. We have an SOS for all Americans, especially American women and children, parents, grandparents. This is an important chronicle. Female genital mutilation is rising in the United States of America since the Obamas and the Clintons and the Democrats and the rhinos, such as McCain and Graham and Ryan and McConnell, have opened the floodgates to radicals to enter into the USA with non-vetting and non-vetting for radicalism, for links to terrorism, and links or investigations to find out if they are truly refugees and Christian refugees. Because if they are radicals, they are not coming here for and seeking safety from persecution of Sharia law. They are coming here to impose Sharia law and their civilization's practices, such as genital mutilation, which is rising in the USA. So we can thank the Obamas, who said this is no longer a Christian nation, but a Muslim nation. We can thank the Clintons. We can thank George Soros. We can thank the New World Order and the banksters who are involved and who are intent on taking over the entire world, and they have to take down America in order to do that. So behind the scenes may also be the KGB, United Nations, Agenda 21, the Muslim Brotherhood, and their network of organizations across the world, and also the terrorist organizations who are working for them. And the KGB and all the infiltrators who have invaded our nation and gained access to becoming a judge and implementing Sharia law on the bench, which is, in my opinion, and according to the Constitution, treason. And they should all be removed. And this is one of the reasons. Female genital mutilation rising in the USA. This would mean that people are violating our medical and health procedures because genital mutilation is not allowed in the USA by law. And if they are practicing medicine and medical procedures without license, then they should be arrested because that is prohibited by law as well. And so let's get started, because this truly is an SOS for and a wake-up call for all Americans who are loyal, legal, natural-born patriots.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. the Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics, from politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up, Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc, Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, and every Wednesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and from 11 to midnight out on the East Coast for all you sleepyheads, we have prominent guests from around the world. They can be authors, they can be experts, they can be politicians, they can be leaders in our community, but they all have something to offer. And you don't want to miss that. It's live every Wednesday evening. You can hear it around the world, but you have to check the time zone in your own area and share the program, as it is growing quite rapidly. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for reaching out for educational, entertaining information that you probably will not get on MSM, more than likely. So let's get started. SOS, female genital mutilation. The alarming rise of female genital mutilation in America. This is by Michelle Krupa from CNN. Thank you, Michelle. It's a brutal practice that's inflicted on thousands of girls and women every year. Female genital mutilation or female ritual cutting involves altering or injuring female genital organs. It's often done by people with no medical training and in filthy places, posing horrendous health risks that can linger for decades. Most victims are told never to talk about it. Reminds me of the rapists, never talk about it. And the pedophiles, never talk about it, or else. And some don't survive to tell their stories, just like the pedophiles and the rapists. Some don't survive to tell their stories. Even as girls and women across the globe faces these risks every day, misconceptions abound. To end the practice, experts and survivors say this practice must be drawn out of the shadows. And here's what you need to know. Well, just a little interjection here. Back in, early 90s, I produced a radio show called Women Fight Back. And it was on Salem Communications, which is the largest Christian radio station in the nation. And I informed Americans that female genital mutilation was happening in China and over in Africa and third world countries. But it appeared that because it wasn't in the USA, that the American people weren't concerned about it. But I was informing the American people that what happens in third world countries can happen in the USA if we don't guard ourselves from civilizations infiltrating into our country and imposing their civilizations and their practices upon Americans. It's often painful and harrowing, the article says. Some women say they have no memory of being cut and don't feel any pain at the incision site, probably because they pass out. Others end up ravaged and require special medical procedures just to be able to menstruate or give birth. It all depends on the type of female genital mutilation, which experts have classified by the part or parts of the body that get cut. Cases run the spectrum from pricking the clitoris to removing it completely or sewing up the skin around the vagina, which means it would be very difficult to go to the restroom to urinate, right? And how could you ever have a baby under those circumstances? There are types of female genital mutilation. Female genital mutilation can be classified into four categories. It depends on which body part or parts are harmed. Clitoridectomy is a partial or total removal of the clitoris or the fold of skin surrounding it. Excision using a knife, partial or total removal of the clitoris and the labia minora, the inner folds of the vulva. Now, I've read articles in the past where the males are performing this or the females are performing it. And they're holding the girl down without any way to anesthetize them so they don't feel any pain. No, they just hold them down. The child is terrified, and they're about to experience extreme pain. And sometimes they're using a razor, a knife. It could be any cutting device that's not sterilized. Infibulation, narrowing of the vaginal opening by sewing together folds of skin. Now we're talking about people that are not doctors in these third world countries, maybe for the most part. And now we have doctors in the USA who are radicalized from these countries and performing these procedures in the good old USA, who is supposed to be the most civilized country in the world. All other harmful procedures to the female genitalia, such as pricking, piercing, incising, scraping, and cauterizing, are and can be involved. And yet millions are subjected to it. Across at least 30 countries, more than 200 million girls and women alive today have been subjected to female genital mutilation. That doesn't include all those who died or refused to speak out or say they can't remember, like all of the guilty people who are called before Congress suddenly get amnesia. More than half the survivors live in Indonesia, Egypt, and Ethiopia. The procedure is usually carried out between birth and adolescence by community elders, traditional health practitioners, or trained health care providers, and about 44 million of the survivors are younger than 15 years of age. So imagine yourself, your child, your grandchild, some little child you love being terrorized and harmed. Worldwide, more than 3 million girls are estimated to be at risk every year of being subjected to the procedure. Though it is outlawed in 42 countries, including 24 nations in Africa. So despite that, there's 3 million girls, little girls somewhere, who, including the USA now, who are at risk every year of being subjected to female genital mutilation. The number of survivors worldwide, more than 200 million girls and women alive today, have been subjected to female genital mutilation. It has no basis in religion. None. Zilch. No religious texts require female genital mutilation. So this is just a sick practice that's been going on forever by people who believe that females should not enjoy sex. Yet some cultures and sects believe the practice makes for better wives by making girls more acceptable in their communities, thus improving their eligibility for marriage. Well, I think most of these girls would prefer to skip the marriage in that case. The practice aims to reduce a woman's libido to ensure premarital virginity and marital fidelity, and can be associated with being feminine, modest, clean, and beautiful. And many of them in the Middle East marry children, so the children in many instances end up dead. So not only do they have to go through this horrendous, horrific, torturous procedure that's terrifying to children or any woman, then they are saved for marriage and then they end up dying because they're too young to have sex by old men. It's practiced in households at all educational levels and all social classes and occurs among many religious groups, even though it has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with males and the females who are radicalized and believe that it's to protect their virginity, including Muslims, Christians, and animists. Well, I don't know any Christians that personally that approve of female genital mutilation. I don't know why CNN threw in the Christians. They must know something I don't. The origins of the practice are unclear, with historians citing evidence of it in Egyptian mummies and in the 5th century BC. In 13 African countries, more than half of women aged 15 to 49 have undergone the procedure, all the way up to 49 years. Oh my gosh. Prevalence of female genital mutilation by country. In the 4 countries where the practice is most common, nearly every girl or woman between the ages of 15 and 49 has been subjected to female genital mutilation, and it is mutilation. Many women cannot have sex, believe it or not, from my research in the 90s about this issue, because it's too painful. And others can't have babies, they're sterile. And like I said, if they're too young for sex, when these old guys marry them, they end up dead. And many of them end up dead during the procedure. So they can't include them in the statistics because they aren't here to be included in the statistics. So again, percentage of women aged 15 to 49 who have undergone female genital mutilation is quite a large spread in age. And zero health benefits. It's not a health care issue. It is a mutilation issue. Experts across the globe agree that the practice has no medical benefits whatsoever. 10 global agencies issued a joint statement in 2008, the year Obama ran for office. The non-vetted president who created this nightmare for America by opening up the borders and flying over to Canada and Mexico and meeting with their presidents to open up the borders and allow all of these radicals into our country without proper vetting, with the help of Hillary Clinton, who was the Secretary of State and so busy with donations for her personal use, that and under the guise of a charitable foundation, too busy to care, I guess, that radicals were entering our country. So they issued a statement in 2008 branding the practice a human rights violation and calling for its elimination with one generation. So what happened to that? Because now it is on the increase in America. Meantime, the health risks, including death, are plentiful. Health risk of female genital mutilation. The practice carries with it a laundry list of potential health risks, including shock and death. Depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, fever, severe pain, excessive bleeding, tissue swelling, urinary and vaginal infections, painful menstruation and intercourse, is painful. They can also have, as I said, childbirth complications, and probably some end up sterile, and newborn deaths. So there are no benefits. There's no benefits at all. It's all mutilation, whether it's of the mind, body, or soul, or enjoying a relationship with a spouse. It's all about mutilation of a woman, a little girl who grows up traumatized and told this is just part of their tradition. This is some good news abroad. There is some good news abroad. A survey of countries where female genital mutilation is common shows a steady small decline in the percentage of teenagers who have undergone the practice. Now, we're not talking little girls. We're talking teenagers. Girls who are aged 15 to 19 who have undergone the female genital mutilation in countries where it is common is slightly declining, not all that much. Between 1985 and 2016, the girls between 15 to 19 are slightly declining, but they're still happening, and mainly to little girls. Opinions are changing. A strong majority of women and men in countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, where the procedure is most often practiced, think it should become history. Opinion of the practice. Across countries where the practice is common, men and women want to end it. The percentage of women who want to end female genital mutilation is, of course, higher than the men, which is 67%. And the percentage of men who think female genital mutilation should end is at 63%. So why is it still happening? And why is it coming to America, a Christian nation, where they're persecuting Christians and tearing down our crosses, as I speak right now? Go on my Facebook, Rose Colombo, and you will see a photo of a church steeple that they are going to tear down. That's a 60-year-old landmark, because the cross is offensive now in America, on American soil. We have to make room for the radicals so we can bring in female genital mutilation and rape and pedophiles and men who gang rape and beat women, even senior citizens. A senior citizen woman was just raped and sodomized and drugged by six males who just migrated from the Middle East. So this is what the Obamas, the Clintons, George Soros, Kissinger, and the rhinos like McCain, and then there's the key Democrats like Schumer, Pelosi, Reid, Waters, Jackson, Lewis, I could go down the line, who approve of these radicals migrating into our country by the millions without proper vetting and deportation. And in some cities, they're tying the hands of ICE to prevent them from arresting and deporting illegals and radicals, terrorists, from our country. And Obama released the terrorists from Gitmo and felons from the jails. What does that tell America? And now we have female genital mutilation going on in our country that has no place in medicine, no place in our country, no place in the medical profession, and it doesn't involve any religion. It's just a tradition in those third world countries. That's it. Estimated female genital mutilation prevalence in the United States of America. The number of girls and women in the United States of America who have undergone the procedure or are at risk of it tripled over the last two decades. Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Girls and women in the United States of America who have undergone female genital mutilation in 2012 are at 500,000. In 1990, which we didn't even know was happening in the USA, was about 150,000. And it's gone to 500,000 since Obama came into office. And the Obamas told the Muslims, this is a Muslim nation. It is no longer a Christian nation. And he was not impeached. He said the Constitution was meaningless, Congress was meaningless, and they stood up and applauded. They didn't exit the door and impeach. He funded the Muslim Brotherhood with U.S. tax dollars, and he funded Morsi and Odinga, who are Muslim Brotherhood leaders, with U.S. tax dollars. So this is a long-time agenda of enemies from within and without, in my opinion. And now we have female genital mutilation tripling in the USA. It certainly isn't the fault of the patriotic, loyal, natural-born Americans who they're wiping out by abortion and forcing Americans to pay to kill our own natural-born citizens. And so far, there's more than 70 million young people who would be with us up to the ages probably of 40, but have been wiped out. And then they send our young healthy men over to the Middle East to die and be injured. So when civil unrest hits here, because they're migrating the terrorists into our country and the radicals who are taking over our cities and performing these female genital mutilations that have tripled in America, we won't have them in our country to help us fight back. So you're looking at Europe, and you're saying to yourselves, well, they should fight back. What are you doing to fight back against this? Have you written to your president and to your calling your congressman, writing letters, forming groups in your community to recall judges and city council who are violating constitutional law and supporting foreign law on our soil? What are you doing? Are you waiting for the hammer to fall? Okay. Girls and women most are at risk in the United States come from or have relatives who come from the Middle East, Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Somalia, and heaven knows we have plenty of Somalians here, where three-quarters or more of all girls and women have been subjected to female genital mutilation. And now American women are being shot in cold blood by those who infiltrate into law enforcement and believe they have the right, if a woman offends them, maybe it was her pajamas that offended them, just to shoot you in cold blood, it appears. The feds had taken steps. After the U.S. granted asylum to 17-year-old Fuzia Kasinja, who fled female genital mutilation and a forced marriage in Togo, a federal law was passed in 1996, making it illegal to perform practice in the United States. The law was amended in 2013 to make it illegal to knowingly transport a girl out of the U.S. to inflict female genital mutilation abroad. Well, it's amazing that they passed this law, but it's tripled in the USA, and we have a multi-billion dollar business of cartels trafficking not just drugs and guns into the USA, but people and children. 10,000 children have gone missing that came from foreign nations. So we have a serious problem when they're talking about female genital mutilation and we have children missing so they can't be counted if that happened to them. And then we can't count all of the immigrants who have come here illegally or who are radicalized and got a pass, because they're not going to show up in court because we don't have enough manpower to identify all of these illegals. So they've lifted the quotas through the State Department because of Hillary Clinton and Obama, who funded the refugee agencies with our tax dollars with a minimum of $220 million plus to fly them in and allow them to walk through our borders into the USA, get a pass on being identified and background checked and disease checked and radicalization checks. And because the majority are not here to assimilate, and that is from their own lips, they are here to impose Sharia law and dominate our nation, which is treason and traitors. And under the new cabinet and Congress, they should be looking at e-verification, whether they're applying for welfare, food stamps, Social Security, Medicare, Obamacare, school, work, public service jobs, and anyone who can't pass the muster of assimilation and pledge their allegiance to America, not on a foreign book where they're pledging their allegiance to a foreign ideology of foreign nations, they should be deported. That's the law. That's the U.S. constitutional supreme laws of the nation that they're being paid to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve, along with our sovereignty. And that includes no sanctuary cities, and it includes not funding illegals and radicals and terrorists, and which are foreign enemies, and it includes upholding immigration laws, quota laws, refugee laws, asylum laws, identification laws, because the only people that they're applying those laws to is we, the people, the natural-born Americans who own this soil, legal, loyal Americans who own this soil, who are born on this country, innate to this soil, and own it. They are temporary politicians who volunteered. They have volunteer jobs. The American people have agreed to pay them wages, and they become greedy, and they put no freezes or caps, and they fund themselves cost of living increases that are excessive. They force Americans to pay them until they die with retirements instead of opening up their own IRA accounts and paying into Social Security. We pay for their kids to go to college. They exempt themselves from the laws. They mandate themselves from the laws, which is all illegal, unlawful, unconstitutional. And they are lawbreakers. That's the bottom line. They're breaking the law, and they don't care. They are so arrogant, and they have such egotistical brains. Their heads are so big and so arrogant and full of themselves. They only care about themselves. They are in it for self-gratification, instant self-gratification, whatever that may be. Whether it's money, sex, favors, jetting about, living high off the hog, it's all about them now. So Americans have to think about being and remembering who we are. We are the government. They are temporarily placed in positions, and we must take our country back. Thank God for President Trump, but he's being threatened, and he needs to protect himself and have a bulletproof window around him when he is speaking to crowds. That's my opinion. Well, anyway, back to female genital mutilation. The feds have taken steps. Okay. Sorry. After the United States granted asylum to 17-year-old Fazia Kasinja, who fled female genital mutilation, I said, the law was amended in 2013 to make it illegal to knowingly transport a girl out of the U.S. to inflict female genital mutilation abroad. But it took more than two decades for the first prosecution to happen. See? Now we've tripled it in the USA. 2 decades, 20 years. Two Michigan doctors and the wife of one of the doctors were charged in 2017 with performing the banned procedure on 2 7-year-old girls. Those poor little girls, those poor 500,000 little girls in the USA alone who have undergone this procedure. federal prosecution so far. Though it's been on the books for 20 years, the first prosecution didn't happen until 2017, and we had to wait for, Obama to be removed from office, who's still jetting about, shadowing the President of the United States and acting as if he's still President of the United States. I think he can't accept the fact that Trump, President Trump, won the election, nor can the Clintons. I don't think Hillary Clinton will ever accept that she could possibly lose the election when she was promised to be the first female president of the United States, so she could put all the deplorables that she said in her last speech into camps. I hope you never forget that. I hope you never forget that she threatened to throw Americans into camps, which there is a presidential order under the Clintons, the Bushes, and the Obamas that states, and it was online in 2009 because I came across it, that they were going to take us away in FEMA trains to FEMA camps, and some people could be retrained, and I think you can imagine what they want to do to the rest, who are maybe elderly and are of no worth to them. It is on their presidential order, which should be an illegal, unconstitutional, unlawful presidential order. So everything they're doing against the American people and to America, not for America or for Americans, but against and to America and the American people, are unlawful, unconstitutional, illegal, and they should all be thrown out of office, in my opinion, except for President Trump and a few others. He can keep his cabinet and get rid of the leakers and start over again. Bring in some farmers, some ranchers, some plumbers, some electricians, some housewives. You watch America get back on track. If you were to cut their wages in half and stop paying for their kids' college education, stop paying for their lifetime retirements, stop allowing them a cost of living increase, they don't need it. Most are lawyers. Let them go back to work. They have careers. Hey, they brag about how they went to Harvard. They're the intelligentsia. Hey, went to Harvard, went to Columbia, went to Oxford, went to Princeton. Hey, you don't need our money for the rest of your life. The Clintons are worth billions. Now the Obamas are wealthy. Why are we funding them lifetime retirements? We, the people, need to take our country back, and we need to take our money back. Is it too late? It's never too late. God is in control, not them. They are getting old. Many of them are close to 90 or so. Now, I don't know if they're cloned or not, but they're old. And God is in control. They can't go on forever if they're in their 90s. But Americans, younger people, 50 and younger, you need country back, because the seniors and the elderly people who are healthy or not so healthy understand what's happening. They get it. They live through the real America. They get it. They know what's happening. And they're trying to educate the younger people. Protect and preserve your sovereignty, your country, your Christian nation, your laws, the supreme laws of this country. Stop female genital mutilation in America. We have 500,000 little girls who have suffered traumatic mutilation on our soil. Half the states have no law against female genital mutilation. Okay, ladies, time to become movers and shakers. Time for you to become a community organizer like Obama, community by community. Look what he did. He became president of the United States without being vetted. Hey, if he can do that, you can become a community leader and save your children, your little girls, your grandchildren, and you can pass a law in every city in this country, every county, every state, pass a law to prohibit female genital mutilation and make it a felony on U.S. soil. Take action. Stand up for your country. Stand up for the children who are being kidnapped at 100,000 per year. Never heard of from again while these old guys are jetting about and having sex with them and abusing them. Stand up for your children. Stand up for your grandchildren. Stand up for future generations. Stand up for the babies, the unborn babies who are being wiped out. That's why we don't have enough young people. They have killed them by abortion scissors. And that is mutilation as well. They stab them in the head. They crush their brains. They tear off their little body parts for profit and taxation. Money is the source of all evils. I mean, if you worship it, money's good. I mean, yeah, don't we all like to go on vacation? Oh, don't we all like to live in a nice home in a good neighborhood? Absolutely. Don't we all like to go out to a nice dinner? Of course. But when you worship money, you are going to destroy yourselves, your souls, and everyone around you. Put it to good use. Enjoy it, but also give back. Well, back to female genital mutilation. Though at risk, girls and women are thought to live in every state but Hawaii. Just 25 states have enacted laws against female genital mutilation. Prosecution depends on the age of the victim who performed the procedure, whether the victim was taken out of the country for female genital mutilation, and whether the accused uses cultural reasons as a defense. There's no excuse. Zilch. Prohibited as a felony. It isn't a religion. It has nothing to do with religion. It isn't a medical procedure. There's no benefit to it, but there's a lot of adverse effects like death and sterile, being sterile, bleeding, and just so many. I named them. Punishments include as many as 30 years in prison and fines that top out at $250,000. They shouldn't include it. It should be a mandatory sentence. Period. They're taking somebody's child and mutilating them and traumatizing them for life. And maybe they end up dead. No, it should be a mandatory sentence and the $250,000 fine. States with laws barring female genital mutilation, only 25 states have laws that make female genital mutilation a crime, though provisions vary greatly. So there you have it. Female genital mutilation must be prohibited on U.S. soil. I want you to stand up for your children, everyone's children in America. Remember, they can do this up to women up to 49. And I want you to propose laws in every community in this country, every state, to make sure that it becomes a felony that is prohibited, and it's a mandated felony with 30 years in prison. That's it. And that's all I have for you. So until we talk again on Colombo Chronicles, remember, listen every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. with those wonderful, prominent guests who provide a wealth of information for you. And this Wednesday night is the world-famous Patricia Bragg, who's the expert on apple cider vinegar and all her products and nutrition. And she's a great lecturer, and she's going to give us some wonderful tips because, as we know, Obamacare is unaffordable for most Americans, so you need to take care of your health. And she's also a consultant to President Trump. So you won't want to miss that this coming Wednesday tonight at 8 to 9 p.m. That's tonight. So tune in Pacific Standard Time. So God bless you. God bless America. Please help us. Please, please get active and tell your legislators this is it. No more female genital mutilation on U.S. soil.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.